Scott Mills.
Radio 1. All right, Tariq, it's 20 to 5. Celebrity Tuesday. Bit of gay disco from Booty Love coming up for you. Quite like that new track, Shine. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Hump Da Bump is coming up. And Kanye West. Right, now I was out with my mum at the weekend, okay?
She all right?
Yeah, she's fine, thanks. Thanks for asking. Yeah, how's yours?
Yeah, very well. Yeah, doing very well.
Anyway, and we were just out getting some lunch, you know, bit of mother and son time together.
Oh, lovely.
And I was on the Avenue in Southampton. Do you know that?
I can't say I do, no.
It's the kind of main road in Southampton.
Right.
Leads up to the city centre from the Eastleigh and Chandler's Ford area.
Nice.
So, my mum is driving, right, and I'm in the car with her, and then this car just pulls out right in front of my mum. Now, my mum, you know, she's a little bit of a nervous driver at times, so she slams on the brakes in a cartoon style-y, and then beeps her horn at him, as you would.
Yeah.
So, both cars are kind of stopped in the road, and the bloke who cut us up gets out of the car and goes up to my mum's window, not mine, my mum's window, and starts screaming filth abuse at her. The kind of language that you would normally only hear on your average Joe Wiley show.
Right. And so what did you do then? I presume you got out and thumped him in your big butch action man kind of way. Did
well,
you defended
think,
your mother's reputation?
You would think that, wouldn't you? Not exactly. I didn't, no. There was no fist fight, really.
Did you even get out and talk to him?
No. But he did have one of the... he had, like, a notice in the window of the car saying that his car was for sale.
Right.
And what I presume was his mobile phone number next to the for sale sign.
Okay.
So, no, actually, I know it's not like me, but I didn't jump out, lose my temper and thump him, as you would. I just put the mobile phone number, which was on the sign, into my phone. Well, I'm a lover, not a fighter, you know that.
Well, because you're going to buy his car?
No, even though it was better than mine.
It's not difficult, though, is it, really?
So I now have this rude, horrible, potty-mouthed man's phone number in my phone, and I've been mulling it over for a few days, and I'm wondering whether we should have maybe a little bit of fun with this. Because it's not nice when people say things like that to your mum, is it?
It isn't, no.
Shall I tell you what he said to her off-air?
Go on, then. He did.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
As you say.
If he said that to your mum, what would you do?
I would fight for my mum's honour.
What?
Or maybe do what you did and do very little, to be honest.
So I want to know from you, because we like doing this kind of thing now and again, and I feel that he deserves it. Should we call the rude man? 81199, let me know what you think.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1. Alright, 6:19 with Scott on Radio 1. Zane Lowe at 7 o'clock tonight. Right, I told you this earlier, I was out with my mum at the weekend, going for a bit of lunch on the Avenue. It's a famous road in Southampton. And my mum was driving. And this bloke, without warning, just comes right out in his car. Mum slams on the brakes, so nearly crashing into him. Like that. And then he gets out of his car and starts hurling abuse at my mum.
So you, being the dutiful son, got out and defended your mum's honour and punched him?
No, I didn't. I'm not that
what
kind
did you
of
do?
Person. Well, his car had, like, one of those for sale signs in the back window with a mobile number on. Ha, 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 ha. See what I've done there?
Ha, ha, ha.
So instead of going, yeah, come on, mate, go and do something about it, do you? In my best Hampshire accent, what I did was just took the number down and thought, ha, ha, we could have some fun with this on the show. Now, obviously, that's true. We can do that. Mm-hmm. But I thought, before we really launched into it, today what we could do is give him the opportunity to apologise to my mum for what he said, right?
Yeah.
Now, I called him during Newsbeat, and I've asked him to say sorry to my mum. I'm now going to play you what happened. Now, during this call, there is some swearing. But
you potty mouth.
He started it. But we have bleeped it out like this. However, if you are a sensitive soul, or if you have sensitive souls with you, maybe at home or in the car at the moment, wherever, maybe you want to turn down for a minute or so. Here's me calling that potty-mouthed man that hurled abuse at my mum.
Hello?
Hello, I don't know whether you remember me. I met you at the weekend in Southampton.
Did I?
You drive a blue Audi, don't you?
Yes, I do, yeah.
I was out with my mum at the weekend.
Sorry, I'm a bit confused here.
It's not ringing any bells for you at the moment, is it?
No, it's not. Sorry, can
right.
you...
Right. You pulled out, you must remember this, without looking, and my mum managed to avoid crashing into you, and then you called my mum a stupid c***. You must remember that.
Right.
You said, what the f*** are you doing, you stupid c***? You were lucky that I was in a good mood that day, because otherwise I would have done you some serious damage. Do you see what I'm... Do you know what I'm talking about, mate?
Off.
Now listen, I've got an idea. I've got my mum here with me now, and I'm going to put it on speakerphone, and you can say sorry, right? So repeat after me. Mrs. Mills, I'm very sorry for calling you a c***. That was it.
Right. That went quite well.
It's made me angry now.
Has it? Yeah. I particularly liked the way when you threatened him, he just laughed.
You were lucky that I was in a good mood that day, because otherwise I would have done you some serious damage. Do you see what I'm... Do you know what I'm talking about, mate? Radio 1.